welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. You shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, yeah, catch that one. I had to eat, son. Rockin' in a little tight. Yeah.
Hi.
Oh no!
Hello. Thanks, Ewan. Hey, you're listening to Lethal Refresh on CHR 101.9 FM. We're back. We're here. There's four of us in today. Hopefully we'll have another soon.
Yeah, she did just text in the group chat that she's on her way.
Okay, cool. So we will soon. My name is Jay.
I'm Alisa.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god. One more time.
There you go. There's the Rick Ross.
Rick Ross in the building.
Yeah, Rick Ross. Who are you?
Who are you?
It's a really personal question, actually. It's Ewan from I Love You Hour. Hello. And Lethal Refresh.
My name's, you have a mic too. My name's Yaya.
Hey.
Wow, yeah, a whole mic to yourself. Woo! Meanwhile, Lisa and I are sharing one. Selfish, yeah, truly.
Just talking
this is,
just
hey!
Whoa! That's what I did last night.
No.
Here to get your morning started.
Here to get your late waker. Actually, afternoon.
Or if
your afternoon
or if
started.
You sit on your car in your lunch break.
But
it's still morning.
I love sitting on my car on my lunch break.
We're here today. We got lots of songs for you. We're here today on
too many songs.
The unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, specifically on Musqueam land.
Mm-hmm. Broadcasting Welcome. Out to whatever stolen lands you may be on.
Broadcasting mm-hmm. out.
It stopped raining, so that's a reason to celebrate. It was like actually so bad, like you got trapped in it this weekend, but we're better now. Things are good. I mean, things aren't really much better, but
Post Malone,
but things are good.
Post Malone,
better now. Anyways,
why did Pitchfork put Slut Me Out 2 on their top 100 songs of the year list, and why is it an Ellie
of,
Chop
of 2024?
Sorry, 2024. Yeah.
Oh. Have I heard it? Wait, how is it different from the original?
It's got that Jersey Club sound.
Oh, okay. No, I have heard it. That was the one you put in the...
It's.
Yeah.
I love NLE Chop.
Did you hear the Young Boy song got released? The one from the video where he's like yelling into the mic? It finally got released.
What?
I'll show you.
Oh my God. That's so nice, actually.
But we've got a lot of songs here today, so let's get into them. This one was Yaya's pick. Big Ben Beat by Kim Deal.
Yeah. I was not here when you guys played it the first time. Or if have you guys played it?
No, we haven't.
Oh, we have. Oh, okay, because it's been on the playlist like.
That's why I've saved it.
Okay,
for when you're here.
Okay, that makes so. Way more sense now.
Yeah, I was like, are you snubbing Yaya? Like, I feel
no.
like this has been here forever.
No.
So. This was off of Kim Deal's, like, first and, I guess, only solo album that came out back in November, but the music video for Big Ben Beat came out a few weeks ago. I also believe it's, like, one of, not the last, like, Steve Albini-produced albums, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of Big Ben, did you see what happened at Big Ben yesterday or the day before?
You mean the real place in London?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see.
A guy climbed up Big Ben and wove a Palestinian flag, and he like climbed up there with just, he like took off his shoes, and it took them like a long time to get him down.
That's pretty raw.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, but yeah, he was waving the Palestinian flag. Pretty epic.
That's pretty raw.
With his toesy woesies out as well.
Wow. Ooh.
London Bridge falling down, baby.
Yeah, and it was really funny because all the pictures, it looks like they're trying to get like a cat down from a tree. They're like using one of those big like extendy construction.
Oh, on the fire truck, those like extendable ladders. Yeah.
And they're like, favorite cat.
We're gonna catch you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Big Ben beat,
and then we've got Cubist Gender by Morris off Personal Party Music. I think y'all will like that one. And then we're going to hear Something Cool by Sorsha Dream.
Oh, this song is so good.
Yay.
I'm unfamiliar, so y'all are going to...
New album came out a couple days ago. Really good. This song is called Something Cool, I think.
Yeah, Something Cool. Off the self-titled. So, enjoy. Goodbye.
At the stupid stars, our love is hard. We are what we're waiting for.
my things into a carry-on. My knees against the front seat for 6 hours. Ginger ale I wasted money on. It costs a lot.
Person in the studio.
Yeah.
Hello.
I did not realize you meant me. I was quite confused.
It's okay.
I thought another stranger had entered.
Welcome.
What if these were Danny. Constantly moving?
Then we should constantly apologize to the listeners for this noise.
Sorry. We're so bad at radio. Can you forgive us?
Maybe next fun drive will be dedicated specifically to actually renovating the studio.
I'm such a radio baka.
No.
I'm so bad at this.
We're so sorry, our most dearest, beautiful, genius listeners.
Don't gas them up.
No. That'd be too nice.
Stop glazing.
Gotta keep them humble.
What was that emo gay stuff that we were just listening to?
Oh, that was that's a good, you know, that's a
does
good
does it not
it.
Sound like a
no,
Bomb
that's true though.
Song?
That's true. That's complete.
Or like power pop.
Did it not sound emo?
Okay,
gay?
I think it sounds more like
it
Bomb the
really
Music Industry.
Gay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh my bad, getting my genres all mixed up. Like, oh.
It was more just like when someone is like when you think something and someone's like the opposite of what you're doing. I'm like,
no, that was a
I
good
was getting
bit.
All tripped up.
That was something cool by Short.
One of them gay yep. dogs that wants to put litter Sorcha boxes
dream.
In bathrooms, I think.
No.
From Sorcha Portland,
dream.
Oregon.
Hashtag woke.
Before I gotta move to Portland.
No, you don't, actually. Before that was Cubist Gender by Morris Morris off Personal Party Music. And before that was Big Ben Beat by Kim Deal.
They should host
off Nobody
the Hunger
Loves
Games
You
in
more.
Portland.
The Hunger Games in Portland.
I just feel like Seattle wouldn't work, but
they should get the Gayborhood. That's not Portland. That's Seattle.
Does that take
but
place in North
I think
Carolina?
I think there's a lot of Gayborhoods in Portland.
But the
no?
Gayborhood is in Seattle.
What's the Gayborhood?
You know the video. This is the Gayborhood, and you are not welcome.
No, I actually don't know what.
You must know this video.
I don't think so.
I
you
gotta
show it to me.
I got. What? I watched a video recently about someone saying like. What was the local like Facebook group drama in your gay community?
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was like someone tried to file a human rights abuse because they thought the person selling them was a dresser was like a bot. It was like a robot. It's like not real.
Bruh. Gotta call the FBI over that.
Yeah.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Basically.
Female body inspector.
Oh, shit.
Ever seen those shirts?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Bad.
Did we ID no, those gay furry
oh, yeah.
songs?
Oh yeah, but we got more though.
Does Lethal Refresh have a furry bias?
we
yes.
might.
Yes.
On ground news, if you look at Lethal Refresh, we have a marker.
This yes. episode of Lethal Refresh is sponsored by Ground News.
The media landscape can be so hard to navigate these days.
Yeah. We decided to remove our own bias.
We've achieved ego death.
If you get lost in the sea of headlines of left versus right and you can't even tell what's what anymore.
I can't believe someone has to pay for an app to be like, oh yeah, Fox News is kind of right wing. Like,
what are you doing?
That's true, actually. When you put it that way.
But if you go on that app, it will tell you that Lethal Refresh is furry biased. Yeah. A little bit. Or
yeah.
furry adjacent.
Which is the best bias.
Furry sympathizers.
Under that tag. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Furry funded.
Wait, have I ever shown you
we
the video?
We have some furry backers
of the news reporters reporting about furries, and like one of them just breaks down and literally like runs out of the studio.
Please show me
it's
when
so,
we get
I'll,
to the break.
I'll show you. It's so funny. Speaking of, in furry news, Vancouver, the local fire department came, but everything was solved, folks. The Sheraton in Richmond, Vancouver, Richmond,
no.
BC. Sorry, it's all right.
The Sheraton in Richmond has been stormed.
Wow.
The furries have taken over.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, anyway.
We've got more tracks. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah. Oh, what is that?
Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Come on.
Anyways, we're going to hear Unknowing by Marie Davidson.
You should start
City
playing
of Clowns.
It. It might be a good looper.
It might be.
Or a good under song.
I just want to announce these tracks, though. We're gonna play. What do you know about? You added the 5-1, right?
Yeah, 5 is awesome. They're so good. Their song Underground is amazing. Their song Lettuce or Cabbage or whatever is pretty good. And this is their new song Magic Clock, which is also pretty good. They have great style. They recently collaborated with Dorian Electra.
I
Which
listened
cool.
to it on the way here, the song
yeah.
that you put in. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, they just make fun music and they have good style. And
what company are they part of?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know they're from Japan.
Oh,
that's about
okay.
it. But they're like a up-and-coming girl group, I would say. They have some hits. So,
what?
But I don't know a lot about that field of like girl groups and media companies. So
okay.
Wow. Well, enjoy those two. We're going to play two more too, but we'll talk about those after. And yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ohio, chikoku da yo. Time to go, densha okureru. Kino wa tanoshikatta na. Ha ha ha, yoin ni hitaru. Kira kira meku. Ano toki ni modoritai. Maho de hikaru. Toke wo ima tsukaitai.
Power, go, 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 go
Hello.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up?
Hi.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting that on, Jay.
Yeah, that was awesome. Actually, all of those were awesome. I really like that magic clock.
They're awesome. Great. And I see it loves it too. I see it came in the studio and was like, is that five? And we're like, that was cool. It was nice to see Isia.
You just heard four tracks there. You just heard, okay, this is kind of crazy. It's like three greater than signs. I know it's supposed to be like an arrow that's pointing towards the word FWD, like forward, which is in brackets. So that's the title of the song.
This is so college radio.
By LDP, which is spelled 3L3D3P. I don't know. I really love that song.
Where are they making these names nowadays?
I don't even know.
The Woke Factory?
The one before that was Took to Take by Citizenry. We heard Magic Clock by Five. That was great. And we heard Unknowing by Marie Davidson.
Fire.
Off City of Clowns. So shout out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are we feeling?
Good. There's like songs. It's just so sad.
How
are
we feeling
only have
about
an hour.
The socioeconomic?
If I worried that if we get into it, world. We won't have time for any tracks.
Yeah.
Are there any like tracks we really want
to
play?
No, like I don't think we should.
I think we should just exist and hyper normalize. Like it is what it is. You know, we'll just deal with it later.
Yeah, there's nothing nothing going on right now.
There's
in
nothing.
Canadian
there's nothing. A bunch.
Nothing ever happened.
There's nothing much a gay 20-year-olds can tell you about. No, I mean it's. I don't know. Danny's right. I couldn't talk about it right now.
It'd be too much. We might have to do a fill-in.
Can we start a podcast, maybe?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Next up, we have Lucille by Orrick Hogan, who's fairly local. I don't know if from Vancouver, but I know BC for sure. Then we've got Green Lanes by Salvia off Tulip. I really love this. And then Ewan, you added this Eves Jarvis track, One Gripe.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Off All Cylinders. I think they're from Montreal.
Wait, sorry. We're playing Melty Can't? Wait.
Lucille by Orrick Hogan.
Yeah.
And then Green Lanes by Salvia and then One Gripe.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I really like the Haunting Barna. I don't know if we'll have any time for that. But
oh, okay.
If you could add that as well.
Yeah, I'll add that after.
Yeah.
But
but yeah. That new song, One Gripe, it's pretty good. That album is getting a lot of attention right now and it's fun like soul. So
awesome. Okay. Well, we're gonna hear those three songs. I'm gonna play a few ads real quick, but we'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.
Bye.
We are UBC Electronica and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email. ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours! Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture, hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, El Ungüento para el Alma contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
your advice. One grape, you don't tell me what I wanna hear. You keep it real, and every day I'm in the same mood. Need some fame to make my head smooth. Need a sign of just stay on the move. Get up while the sun is still out. 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 When she asks me if I got a flight, I think I do. Make money and take care of you.
Hello. Hope you enjoyed today.
So many fun tracks.
We played three songs. We have so many more songs. We're like ready for like weeks to come. Anyways, you just heard One Gripe by Eves Jarvis. You heard Green Lanes by Salvia off Tulip and Lucille by Orrick Hogan.
Was that the Montreal guy?
Great. Yeah, that was the Montreal guy.
Montreal.
He's funkin'.
Yeah. Check out the whole album if you want more of those kinds of tracks. He does a lot of cool that stuff on it. And support your locals.
Yeah.
He was.
If you want to hear me on Tuesday, I'll be doing I Love You Hour, Gobstopper later tonight as well with Inez, I think.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And next we have
Parts Unknown
with Chris Orific.
With Chris Orific.
And I'll also be doing Unseated today. Yes. Oh, right. I'm so in the swamp. I don't even know if, and so is everyone else these past few weeks. Two people said they couldn't make it, but there's still a chance some people might. So it won't be a super great episode, but it'll be an episode nonetheless.
All right.
Guys, Yaya's cheating on Time Guesser. The whole world has to hear this.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. See you. See you next Monday. Goodbye.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. Sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.